Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Did you know there is a time when God won't forgive? I said, oh, Brother Keith, absolutely. The Bible said, if you won't forgive your brother, he won't forgive you. Is that right? Have you read it? There are times that God won't forgive. Yeah, when you refuse to forgive, then he doesn't forgive you. Now, that's serious. I said, that's serious. Because if we're not forgiven, we're in trouble. We're not walking in righteousness before him. Our faith is undermined, etc., etc. So, love shows mercy, and love doesn't judge. That's what we're on today. Say it out loud, love shows mercy. Love doesn't judge. Now, when you get on this subject of judging, it's very convoluted in people's minds. I think most every Christian knows you're not supposed to judge. And a lot of people are fond of quoting that when anybody asks them about what they've done. Right? Don't judge me. Don't judge. He didn't tell you to tell people not to judge you. He told you not to judge them. And you see people all the time, they get defensive on stuff. Well, don't judge me, don't judge me. You're judging me. You're judging me. And that's the only application of this verse they use. Because the other is not convenient. You're not supposed to tell people, don't judge me. You're supposed to put into practice that you're not judging them. Amen. Amen. What if they do judge me? Well, that's between them and God. But you'll have a full-time job seeing to you that you don't judge others, because you'll be tempted to. I said you'll be tempted to. It's a daily thing. And so many folk don't even know how to deal with it or what's going on or what judging is. So they're just yielding to it right and left. If you look up the word judge, you'll find that the most basic definition is to decide. Somebody say decide.
Decide.
So if you judged somebody, what did you do? You decided something concerning them. When you're saying you're deciding concerning that person, what do you mean? Well, you're deciding any number of things. You're deciding whether they're right or whether they're wrong. You're deciding whether they're guilty or whether they're innocent. You're deciding whether they deserve it or they don't deserve it. You're making a decision about it. And the thing that we've got to get our mind renewed to is that we don't have to make a decision.
Amen.
Concerning them.
Amen.
We're told not to.
That's right.
But through pride and ignorance and many other things, people think they have to pass a sentence about other people's situations. They have to declare whether they're right or wrong, guilty or innocent, whether they deserve it or whether they don't deserve it. We are not supposed to make a decision. Somebody say, don't make a decision. Don't decide about them. Now, you do need to judge yourself. You do need to make a decision. That's what it means when it talks about confess your sins. If we'll confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What does it mean to confess? You acknowledge it and you call sin, sin with yourself. You don't come before the Lord and meander around and go, well, I don't know. Some folks said I missed it. I don't know if I did or not. But if I did, Lord, you know, forgive me, whatever. Unacceptable. I mean, if you didn't sin, there's no reason to repent. Well, Lord, I guess I messed up, but I couldn't help it. You know, they wouldn't help me, and I did this, and it really was beyond my control. You haven't repented. You didn't confess anything. Don't mess up an apology with an excuse.
Amen.
Did you get that now?
Yes.
Don't ruin a perfectly good apology with a dumb excuse. Do you know what I'm talking about or not? I'm sorry, I did that. But, you know, you're not sorry. You're sorry you got caught. No, you decide and you go, Lord, I was wrong. That's sin. I did it. There's no excuse. I'm confessing it. And I ask you to forgive me. Now you're getting somewhere. You need to judge, decide about yourself. I was wrong. That's sin. I messed up. But when it comes to another person, you are not supposed to decide. I said you are not supposed to decide. You're not qualified. You're not the judge. And it's not the time. I want everybody to say that out loud. I'm not the judge. And it's not the time. For what? Judging. I'm not the judge. And yet you got people everywhere trying to act like they are. And there's no need pointing fingers or looking around. Question is, have you done it to make a decision to judge? Go with me to Romans, the second chapter, please. We just got through reading. It says, judge not. Did he say try not to judge? No. No, he said don't do it. Judge not and you shall not be judged. Romans 2. Now there's a reason why I asked you to believe with me earlier. I'm using my faith here. I'm expecting you to use your faith with me. We're coming up. How many believe you could see things about judging that you'd not seen before? That you could get free. You could come into a new realm. How many understand if you're judging people every day that you're not keeping the love command?
That's right.
We're talking about how to keep the love command. If you're going to walk in love like He told you to, you got to quit judging. And there are many, 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 many Christians that are in a bad habit of judging. Everything somebody says or does, they think they got to add their 2 cents about it. They got to decree who's right, who's wrong, what's right, what's wrong, what they should have done, what they shouldn't have done. They deserve this. They don't deserve this. Well, that ain't right. How in the world could they do such a thing? I'd never do something like that. Well, I want you to see that being a judge is not a pretty thing. It reveals some serious flaws about you. Some serious character issues. If you are a judge, you are a hypocrite. Amen. Not my words, the Bible's words. In Romans 2, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Romans 2, verse 1. Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are that judges. Whoever you are. For wherein you judgest another, you condemnest yourself. Now let's just stop right here. When you judge somebody else, what did you just do? You just condemned yourself. What did the scripture say? Judge not, and you'll not, lest you be judged. Well, what if you judge? You will be judged. And you're going to be judged just like you judged. With the same measure, Matthew 7 says. This is serious stuff. We haven't talked enough about it. We haven't kept it in front of us. How many would already begin to stir up yourself and say, I am not going to judge? Huh? Even if you, whether you understand it all or not, you're on a quest now. Right? You're setting your face, you're setting your heart. I'm going to learn about this. And I'm going to quit doing this. I'm going to quit judging other people. And if you quit judging other people, how would that affect you? Oh, glory to God. Instead of getting judged and condemned, that means you're going to start getting mercy and grace and mercy and grace and mercy and grace yourself. And you are going to enjoy this much better. I assure you. Because by His grace, you will make it. You'll overcome. You'll come out. This is an answer for people right here in this room today that keep falling in areas of sin. They just keep falling in the same areas and they haven't connected the two that, oh, they feel lousy about it and they feel bad about it, but then they'll turn right around and get all bent out of shape with somebody else and judge them for their sin, and they don't realize then tomorrow they fall again and they're not connecting the two. Are you with me or not? Do you want to quit falling and quit failing? Well, what do you got to do? You got to quit judging other people. You got to quit passing sentence, making all these comments about what they've done and what they hadn't done. We won't be able to cover every scenario this morning, but get the spirit of it. The spirit of judging. Now that just ain't right. That ain't right. How could they do that? There's a spirit of superiority, isn't it? Setting yourself up as their judge. And you are not the judge. And it is not the time. There is a judge. There's actually only one judge. And you're not it. And there is a time when all things are going to be judged. And it's not now. Let me go over this again slowly. There's one judge. You're not it. There's a time for judging. It's not now.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Shows Mercy, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106I. That's R1106I. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.